Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Friday, and I hope everybody is keeping safe and inside their homes and barely using any public transportation or barely going outside, because this coronavirus is out of control. It's taking over, and we look like we're going to be in our homes for a few months. It doesn't look like it's going down right now. The cases are not going down. They are tripling by the days, and it's probably going to be like that for the next couple of months. That's what I believe. Now, this online learning. Oh, no, girl. Let me tell you. Shit, this shit got me drained. The coronavirus got me drained, and doing online learning got me drained. I'm literally so out of breath just talking. That's why I haven't really been doing no podcasting and stuff, because I could barely breathe, my damn self. I'm so tired from looking on the screen for like 8 hours straight. No, we take a break in between, but the online learning thing is sound different. Some I used to, because I used to do online learning. So I was really like easy to navigate the links and stuff, but there was so many of them links. You had to read this article, look at this slide, watch this video, sign on to this website to do this subject, sign on to this website to do this subject, do meetings, do Zoom, do Zern. I was like, yo, can I get a break? I mean, like, I wish it was a little bit more organized. I wish they would have had a little bit better plan. But listen, this is a new thing that we are doing, that the kids are doing, because online learning been for college kids. College students always had the option to do online. I had to do online when I went to college. I did a few online courses, and now I did on campus courses. But the kids online, that elementary school shit and public school, oh, it's not that bad. I gotta give it up to the teachers, though, because the teachers out here doing their thing. No, they got 30 kids in the classroom. I give it up to them because I just got 3. And it's a lot going back and forth between three different kids, 3 different grades, and 3 different assignments for 3 different kids. It's a lot. But we're managing. We're getting through it. Like I said, if it wasn't for the teachers emailing us daily. Like, I haven't texted this much in my whole life. I haven't sent out this much emails in my whole life. I haven't. But, you know, I'm used to sending out emails when I need to, so I know how to do it. So, some people out here, you guys, are not even believing that the coronavirus is real. Like, Cardi B believed that there is a conspiracy going on. Now, I don't know if I agree with Cardi B or not. I'm going to tell you why I agree a little bit. Because there are a lot of celebrities who was diagnosed with the coronavirus. And they were diagnosed like every day since last week there was a new celebrity who had got tested positive for the coronavirus. And I'm thinking to myself, probably the same thing that Cardi B is thinking, but I'm thinking to myself, like, how are these celebrities getting tested so fast? When these niggas don't even got the proper ventilators, they don't got enough masks, gowns, and stuff like that in New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut. I was just thinking, like, how is these celebrities getting tested so fast? And they having people waiting in the waiting rooms. They got extended hospitals and a Javis Center and stuff like that waiting for people to get tested, but they are waiting. How are you waiting to get tested? If you come in with a fever, if you come in with shortness of breath, now I understand that you gotta like make an appointment, but just to wait to get tested is crazy because they don't have enough testing kits, supplies. First of all, I thought the CDC takes care of all that. All right. And then they said, oh, 2-day wait, 3-day wait. Now it's 2-week wait, like, to get the results. Like, people are out here dying. Literally, for real, for real. All the hospitals is running out of equipment and nurses and staff because they are understaffed right now because they are getting sick because they are under-equipped. The state was not really prepared for nothing like this, you guys. And Trump, I hate Trump. And I don't like to use the word hate, but I don't like Trump. I think Trump is full of shit. I think, like, with everybody pouring out, like, what they need, it should be no way as people on the news have to be like, help me. My sister is in this condition. She wasn't put on a ventilator. She needs this drug, and they won't give it to her. Now, that's outrageous. You have somebody in critical condition, and instead of giving them the drug, you're telling them no. But a celebrity could get it if they was tested positive and was in critical condition. A celebrity could get a ventilator. It's like, what is going on? How is these celebrities getting tested so quickly and getting their results back so fastly that they know right away, but these regular folks like me or like you, who are not a celebrity, work every day, nurses, EMTs, can't have access to... I'm talking about teachers. She was a teacher. She was a nurse. This lady that's in the ICU fighting for the medication. Her sister is her advocate right now. And she was a nurse. Like, her sister's a nurse. She was a teacher. Her sister's a nurse. What is going on? This is not what we do to our people. And then Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo is doing the best that they can with what they have, and they keep doing these press conferences, putting the fire underneath Trump, and Trump just like, yeah, it's coming. You just hold off and wait. Yeah, it's coming. Oh, we sent you 4,000. The man said he needed 140. You sent him 4,000. I can't believe what the hell is going on. And it's like, stuff like this is making me believe that this virus is not going to be over with for a very long time, because you're in need of so much medical equipment, the ventilators, the masks, the gowns, and they're only able to send but so much, so it's not going proper. It's not being dispersed properly. Other people cannot have it. Some hospitals do have, some hospitals don't have. It's ridiculous. They're not dispersing it right. They're costing people their lives. Especially people that's on the front lines. Like, you can't be having the people on the front lines just like fending for themselves, because that's just not right. You know, they take care of the sick. They supposed to be number one on the line. Number one, here, you need this, here. You see, and I think the census is a great thing, because there's so many people being tested and so many people being tested positive, but it's just not enough. It's just not enough. These numbers is not even going down as of... They said it was as of Monday, but listen, let me tell you something. It is not. I don't believe that for one little bit. So I agree with Cardi B. Like, I think it's a little conspiracy going on about how it first started. I think that's what the conspiracy is at. How did it come about? From China somewhere, it's a conspiracy there, I believe. But for these celebrities to be easily accessed to the tests and the results, and normal people who are sick in the hospital who have to go on TV and beg for medication and just begging for equipment, that don't look good. That don't look good on Trump. Anybody vote for Trump again is a fool, because he is showing y'all his ass. All of y'all, all the nurses and the old people, all them old Republicans that voted for this nigga, ain't showing y'all nothing. Nothing. Cause them same Republicans is sick too. Okay? Don't believe that they're not. They are. And he's not standing up for us as Americans, y'all. I don't vote for Trump again. Don't you do it to yourself. We got this goddamn virus out here. We don't know when this shit going, and he ain't sending enough equipment to the hospitals and the workers. And, you know, now there are still essential workers out here who are still working, who still can get this virus. But you don't want to give out the necessary equipment to protect them. But you want them to go out here and work. It's ridiculous. Then when they get sick, they can't even get access to the medicine. They can't get access to nothing. They just straight dying. So that shows me, he's saying, I don't give two fucks. I give two fucks. As long as I ain't got it, I don't care who else do got it. The nurses need what? They got to work that out. To share ventilators, you guys, you know how nasty that is to share a ventilator, to have to two people in one room who are infected that shouldn't even be sharing a room, let alone going to share a ventilator. the disease is not gonna be reduced by doing it like this. It is not gonna be. Yeah, so as I was saying before, my phone started ringing. Yeah, that was my husband. He called to tell me that they're not doing meat plan. So the supermarket is open, but you can't order no meat plan. Okay, all right. That's just stupid. How are we supposed to survive this coronavirus if we can't even supply our house with a month worth? Listen, we are hardworking citizens. Some of us is low-income people. A lot of us is low-income. So we very, very poor, right? We depend on our food stamps. We depend on our checks to help us get through the month between the food stamps and your check, right? So if you got to buy food every single day and, you know, there is, like, a budget that, you know, the welfare people or the... Yeah, so the supermarkets don't want to let you buy a meat plan anymore. And food is getting expensive. Like, a bag of chicken wings is $9. Now, that one bag of chicken wings is for one day. You want to eat chicken for a whole week, you got to buy 3 or 4 of them bags of $9 worth. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, no. Why can't I just get a meat plan to last me at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks, with a little additional side, and go about my merry ass goddamn way? I gotta come back every day and buy food every single day to live through this coronavirus, you guys. This is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to buy food every single day to live through this coronavirus. Why can't I get my meat plan? Why? I need for more than just one meal a day. Now, like I was saying, the budget, I use this food stamp app called EBT, something, Fresh EBT, some shit like that. And it tells you, like, what your budget is for the month. And then for the month, they want me to spend only $72 for a week, basically. So they want me to spend $72 for the whole month. And I'm like, what? How am I supposed to spend $72 for a whole month? Like, my nigga, like... Yo, my budget is for 5 people. 5 people, 2 adults and 3 kids. And y'all want me to spend only $72? What are we supposed to be eating for $72 for a whole motherfucking week or a whole motherfucking month? Forget a week, yeah, that's plausible. But a whole goddamn month? How is somebody gonna survive with $72 off a whole month? That's stupid. With 5 people. And, you know, kids eat like grown people. You might as well count them as adults. You know, once they turn teens, 12, 13s, you know, they might as well be grown-ass people. You know what I'm saying? We might as well get them to work now. I don't understand how you can't get a meat plan to last. So you could stay in your house. You see, this coronavirus wants us to stay in, but it's forcing us to have to go out. Because if we go out to buy something to eat, let's say we go out just to get something for the week. We only got enough for the week. We got to go back out that week just to get for the next week and the next week and the next week. So we have to go out. And that's what the fucking businesses want us to do. You know what I'm saying? They want us to come out here and spend our little bit of cash every single day. Mind you, on top of buying food, you got to do laundry. You got to buy clothes. Necessity shit you gotta buy. But they don't count that. They just like, oh yeah, no, you good. You good with this. So not only is the coronavirus keeping us in, but it's forcing us to go out and have to spend way more than we have to each week because we can't afford to buy a meat plan because they won't allow for no one to buy a meat plan. You're not allowed to do that. So every day, you have to go, or every week, you know, you have to go. And like I said, that shit is costing $9. Every meat in the goddamn fucking supermarket is costing $9, and you need for a whole week. That's a lot of money buying multiple packs of one meat just to last you a week. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. Like, that's ridiculous. Okay? So, right now, this coronavirus is affecting us financially, emotionally. Listen, they need to do more the government need to do more so us civilians can hurry up and recover. Especially these old people, they need to hurry up so these old people can recover, and then the younger people can stop getting sick. Okay? Because my kid said to me the other day, "Mom, it's so nice outside. I want to go outside. Why can't we go outside on this nice day?" And you know, he a boy. All he want to do is go and play football, play basketball, play tag, run around, fall down, touch his face, touch everything, touch everything, touch everyone, have fun. That's what kids want to do. But you can't even let your kids go outside to have fun in this nice spring weather. Spring was at least, first day of spring, I believe, was 2 weeks ago. And nobody's, well, my kids have not been outside since. And it's like, geez, it's nice weather. You know, like, oh no, like it's nice weather, but we can't get outside. Oh no, girl, It's just enough. Oh no, it's just too much, right? So we got that, the coronavirus affecting us. So like I was saying, I believe Cardi B is right. I believe like it's a conspiracy because there's no way the celebrities is getting these fast tests and these fast results, putting it online, and then you know, posting it live and shit. And then there's people out here begging for ventilators, they begging for the medication to get treated with. And I can see the milder cases where people are doing the isolation for 3 days or 14 days. But what about those that need the ventilator, that have the breathing problems? You know, and when I heard on the news that they was gonna be able to force to like say, which out of 48,000 people get a venting machine and who lives and who dies? This is what the world is about right now. Who lives and who dies? This corona is kicking ass. This corona is kicking ass. I'm so sorry to say. I don't think this is going to let up no time soon. And in order to buckle down and really stay inside, you need to be prepared with all the food and all the canned goods. But not outrageous. You need to just enough to hold you down for a month. You know, month to month. You go whichever month to month. You need to be able to hold yourself down. But they won't even. You can't even really do that. You gonna break the bank trying to do that. Supply your whole house for a month with food, snacks, lunch. We talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 people. And it's more, and some people out there with a household of more than 5 people. Can you imagine somebody with a household of 8 people or 10 people or 12 or 15? Like, it's rough out here. It's cold and it's rough. It's cold and it's rough right now. Let me ask y'all. Do y'all think it's a conspiracy out here with the coronavirus? Y'all leave me a message on Anchor. There's a message button. Please leave me a message. Let me know what y'all think. Is there a conspiracy with the coronavirus? Let me know, because I believe a little bit. Not all the way agreeing with Cardi, but I believe a little bit. And let me know what y'all think about the online learning that the kids are doing now. The new way of learning. Let me know what y'all think of it. I think it's manageable. It's very much manageable. I mean, like, let me tell you, I'm used to getting up at 5:30 a.m. for my daughter gotta be downstairs for the bus at 5:30 a.m. So, I mean, at 6, so I have to be up at 5:30. But with them not having no school, I've been getting up late. You know what I mean? I've been getting up late. Ain't nobody got no school. We ain't getting up on time. So they got these early morning meetings where they gotta do video calls, sign in for attendance, or, you know, in the morning, get on this meeting, this Zoom, to do a meeting with the teacher and other students and take attendance. That should be at like 8:45. I don't be getting up to like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Sometimes I don't get up to 11. So it's like, oh my God, I got so much stuff to do. Not only do you got to find a meeting, because sometimes they have it in the morning, then they have it like 8. I want to say, what was it, 8, 1, you know, in between 8 and 1, you know, you got to catch them, though, because sometimes, the first day, they didn't have a schedule, now they putting it on the schedule, it's a lot, so you got to do early morning meetings, so you got to get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, like normal, but then you got to get online and talk, do video chat, And then you got to get off of that and go sign in and register into, you know, log into this account. Whether it be Flowcabulary or Discovery or it be Epic to read. It's typing.com. It's like, it's so much different links that you have to log into. You have, you know, you have a login password and all that. You have all of that. But there's so many different ones. They're using so many different websites. At least 5 you have to sign into and log into a day. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, let me know. Tell me what y'all think about the online new way of learning for the kids. I think my kids, they actually like it. They actually like it. I think even though we get up late, that they, when I get them up and be like, all right, it's time for school, it's time to get up and do work, they on it. They wake up, they brush their teeth, they wash their face, and the first thing they do is do their meetings. They know how to get to their meetings all by themselves. Now, thank God. So my son, my oldest son, he do everything by himself. My daughter will take a little bit more work with. I got to work with her a little bit more. But once we get her signed in and all that, she good. She do it on her own. So, it's just, that's a lot. It's definitely a lot. It's definitely like still being in school and learning for 8 hours. Because after logging in and logging out of so many different websites, you get tired. Because you're logging in and logging out of these websites, but you're also reading. You're looking at slides. You're looking at videos. You're creating videos. It's a lot. So let me know what y'all think about the new way of learning. And how long y'all think this is going to be. I think they need to get a little bit more organized with that. And what else has been going on in the world today? I mean, it's Friday. And you know what I feel like doing? I've just been thinking, like, I want to get out. Honestly, I need a vacation. Honestly, I ain't hang out with my girlfriends in so long. It don't even make no sense. I don't even know why. I need to stop doing that. I need to get out. I've been in this house for so long, and I'm usually a reserved person to myself, stay in my house with my husband, my kids, and I, you know, do me. And sometimes I go out every now and again with my girlfriends, right? But I ain't been doing that lately. And that's my choice. I've been choosing not to hang out or whatever. But now that I'm quarantined, I'm like, damn. Oh, no, girl. Oh, no. You got to get up out this goddamn house. And now I'm just like, damn. You waited too long. The corona. A corona. The corona is like, corona, girl. Oh, no, girl. You ain't, where you think you go? You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You're locked in. I thought I was locked in before. Just like being to myself and like basically hanging out with my damn self. I thought I was locked in then. Now all of a sudden it's mandatory. And now I'm like, damn, it's Friday. I like doing my episodes, but I'm like, I need to get out. I want to go and get drunk. I want to go dance. I want to play something. Yeah, but you know what? You know what, you guys? Let me know if y'all do this. This is what I do. I'm about to do that in my house. Forget going to pay a fee to get into somebody's club, pay for drinks. I'm about to have my club right here in my crib. That's what I'm about to do. Because ain't nothing else to do. And I've been sober. But I don't know if I want to do that either, because I've been really anxious and paranoid about this coronavirus. Let me tell you, my sister came and visited me last week, and one of her dudes that she fucked with or whatever, just came back from traveling. So the next day she came to my house, you know, we smoking and chilling and shit, and I'm just like, I ain't paying no mind. And the next thing you know, I'm like, oh shit. Nah, we gotta distance ourselves, because he just flew back from somewhere. You was all up underneath that nigga. Now you come to my house, be all underneath me. I'm like, nah, man. That's like, so it's just been me and my family lately. All up underneath each other, making each other laugh, cry, get on each other's nerves, getting beatings. But just being a family together. Let me know. Y'all leave me a message of what you and your family is out there doing during this time of the coronavirus, having to stay social distance thing. Why they call it social distance thing? Why didn't you just say, like, lockdown? You know, or like something other than social distance thing? Because I guess it's the best name for it. I don't know. Social gathering. Anyway, this social distancing. Y'all call me and let me know what y'all family. Not call me, because I ain't got no number. Shit, I ain't even got an email right now. I'm working on it. Listen. I ain't been feeling good during this whole coronavirus because I've been anxious and shit. Feeling a little stomach ache. No. Nauseous. It's not feeling like myself. But I'm going to get back in the mood. So y'all leave me a voice message. What y'all think? How is the new way of learning? Let me know. How's the kids getting along with that? Let me know. So y'all, in the midst of this corona, y'all leave me a voice message. Let me know what y'all doing to pass the day, pass the days, pass the weeks, just to pass time. Let me know how creative y'all being. And that's it. I'm going to do another episode, and I want to talk about a little bit about the bills during this coronavirus. You know, there's some bills I need to distress about. You know what I'm saying? Like Sprint. I like Sprint. Because they very flexible. But I'm going to say in my next episode, like, they are high as fuck. Now, I'm waiting for a couple of discounts to my credit. And because of this coronavirus shit, my shit is all jacked up. Now, my bill is with a dumb high. And I have nowhere, whatever. And then I just got a cable bill. And I'm like, yo, I thought we was getting 3 months exemption. Like, at least for the next 3 months, nobody had to pay no bills. Nobody getting charged no late fees. Like, when is that gonna kick in? Because I need for Sprint to peel back this goddamn Sprint bill. I need for Spectrum to, like, give me that 3 month credit. Nobody ain't gotta pay no bills for this next while this coronavirus is going on. You feel what I'm saying? Because we're trying out here trying to survive, make sure we got enough food, enough cleaning products to maintain. Going crazy over that. And then we still gotta pay our bills. And then shit, some people ain't even fucking working. They gotta get in contact with unemployment. That ain't even going down because that line is lying around the corner. You got the telephone around the corner. You know, they put you on hold. Or they say, oh, your wait in estimated is 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, you be waiting forever. You're gonna be waiting forever or a line gonna keep on crashing. So it ain't looking good. Some people ain't even getting unemployment. Some people ain't getting the discounts that they need. Let me tell you. I'm going to put that in my next episode. These bills during coronavirus. No. It's about funding. They ain't give out shit. They ain't get no funding. I ain't even hear me in the bracket anywhere. So I don't even think they're going to be giving nobody no money. Some people say they got some money. Listen. If you got money, I'm happy for you. But where mine? Oh, no. Where's mine? But I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to be patient. And I'm going to make my plans around what they say they're going to do. They saying they send out money? I don't believe that. I'm going to save up my own motherfucking money. Make sure my house is taken care of. For now, to the end of the month. And to the end of the beginning of the next month. I'm just going to be working off of my checks that I get. And going off of that. Working around that. And whatever don't get paid, don't get paid. I don't care. So y'all, leave me a message. Let me know what y'all think. Are we gonna get this stimulus package? Is everybody getting it, or just people for unemployment? Y'all gonna leave me a message.